Spring Ka-Ching. This is a big deal, and you guys are looking for more ticket sales, right?
That's right. The need for support never goes away, so certainly we're looking for as much support as we can possibly receive.
So how do you explain to someone, Christine, who is counting their dollars and cents throughout the month, to have that discretionary spending to give towards something they may have already always helped to support?
Absolutely. We certainly don't want anyone cutting into their household budgets to support the cause. We know that inflation in this post-pandemic economy, the cost of housing, and certainly the cost of food is really a huge pressure on every household. So the last thing we want is for anybody to have to make that kind of choice. We saw a record number of people in our food bank distribution yesterday, and it just is mind-blowing. In 2.5 hours, we had 150 people, which in a small community is very concerning. So, I mean, it's very, very clear that the need for assistance is gone up, and we're seeing it too in the ticket sales, because people don't have that extra $20 or $40, but there are still folks who are out there that, you know, have done well in the post-pandemic economy, and we're hoping that if they've never supported their local food bank, that maybe now's the time they could, you know, perhaps chip in.
I think people sometimes get stuck in that idea that I can't give enough, so don't give at all, because every little bit does help, right?
Absolutely. You know, every can of soup, every $5 bill or toonie or loonie absolutely helps. And in the case of Port Cares, all of those donations go directly to support the Reach Out Center and our family support programs, which include the meal program, mm-hmm. Where we're seeing 80, 90 people every meal, and the food bank, of course, and other programs for seniors and for children.
Spring Ka-Ching is on. If people want to get their tickets for the early bird draw and the big draw coming up on the 30th, how do they find their tickets, Christine?
Well, it's easy. If you've got a credit card, you can do it in your pajamas from home at www.portcares5050.ca. Or if you're out and about in Port Colborne, drop by 92 Charlotte between 8:30 and 4:30, Monday to Friday. That's our main office. And on Fridays, when the Port Colborne Market is on, we're going to make it really easy. You can even do curbside. We'll be out in our parking lot right across from the market and selling tickets there. So cash sales in person, or if you wish to use debit or credit, we welcome your support.
I think it's also important to realize that this is not just an individual thing to do. Companies and families and businesses could get together and help donate as well, right?
That's right. I mean, if people aren't into taking part in the 50-50 draw, we welcome, you know, just direct donations. And we're set up for e-transfer at donations@portcares.ca. If you wish to, you know, as a group or as a company, to purchase grocery cards, a lot of people like that, a lot of companies like that. Mm. Those grocery cards are vital to us. We use them to purchase supplies for our children's lunch kits. We're around 12,000 a year actual lunch bags we put together, and that's not just for lunch Monday to Friday. There's also snacks in there and nutritious, all nutritious food. And all of the children and everyone who receives support through the Port Cares Reach Out Center, they're all low income. They're all people living at or below the poverty line. And I can't tell you, the number of people we're seeing in terms of working families who just can't put food on their table, and seniors, a lot of seniors, because it's $1,700 a month. If you get both benefits, you're barely covering your rent and getting yourself some food. So it's tough.
Well, every little bit does help, and if you can help out, we'd love to have your assistance. Port Cares needs help all year round, and this time of year is very important. The Spring Ka-Ching is on. Make sure you get your tickets and win some of that cash and help out a great cause. Christine Clark-LaFleur, Executive Director at Port Cares, again, thank you for your time. Always appreciate talking to you.
Great. Thanks so much, Rob. We really appreciate Country 89 getting the word out. Truly, truly appreciated.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.